say?
Sir, my voice board does not need an introduction. Okay, it's indeed a school to have my wife's work join us here again. Okay, it's a school to have my wife's work with us. He came to St. Louis a number of times, sometimes with thanks to the Apple Client, sometimes with thanks to the Cuddle. So, thanks to the Apple Client, thank you to the Cuddle. This one is a Cuddle sponsored function. My wife's word, as you all know, is Mashkiach Eretz Yisrael for, I think it's over 40 years. And there's also the Machaber, it's not Pesach time, but it's the Machaber of the Haggadah Shel Pesach Chag HaAviv, which was sold out. And Baruch Hashem, we actually have a few copies. So if you're interested, I was able to get them a few months after Pesach. But indeed, it's a schuz to have. See, here's a different chizur from Mashkiach Shlita. Thank you, Rabbi Weisberg.
Okay, good to know to everybody. Should have a wonderful evening and a wonderful Erev Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos. The Arachayim HaKadosh asked the Kasha at the beginning of this week's parasha. Zoschukas HaTeira. It's effective. Why does the Torah talk about Zoschukas HaTeira? L'chair, what the Torah is talking about is the Torah, the Tumen Taira of a person, Tameis, how it becomes Torah through the Efer Para. But says, why does the Torah call it Zeschukas HaTorah? So the Arachaim answers, he says, the reason the Torah uses the Lashon Zeschukas HaTorah is to be meramis to us that if a person does the mitzvah HaTorah as a chayk, without understanding, without needing to understand, it's considered, the Rebbeinu Shem looks at it, ki'ilu he was Makayim the Kol HaTorah. Because the whole tachlis of Kabbalah Satera was that we should become Avdei Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shem offered us the Torah to give us the opportunity to become Avdei Hashem. Not to do things because we'll understand them, but to do them because the Rebbeinu Shem was like a hasten. The Rebbeinu Shem said, this is what I want you to do. And when we're Mekabel that, we do it because the Rebbeinu Shem said so. That's the tachlis of Kabbalah Satera. In fact, the Rishiv Zitzal of Weinberg used to say that when Chazal say that the Rebbeinu Shlom offered the Torah to all the Ummas, and then only after he offered it to all the Ummas and all the Ummas said no, then the Rebbeinu Shlom offered it to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael said, as we know, Nasim Nishma, and then we were the Mekabli HaTorah, they were not. He says two things. First of all, once they said Makosuba, and they had to hear a reason, and it had to be something that they felt comfortable with, then that's not Kabbalah Sater. That's Kabbalah's, our own Achra, our own, what we think is makes sense. But that's not Torah. Torah means that when we Kabbalah, that which the Baruch Hashem says, and we know before we start that we don't know why we're doing it. We're only doing because the Rebbeinu Shem said so, not because it makes sense to us, not because we understand it, but because the Rebbeinu Shem said so. V'zehu. That's the pshat of an Eved. An Eved has an Adon. An Adon tells him what to do, and Eved does it. He doesn't ask why, and he doesn't have to understand why. An Eved is one who does what the Adon tells him. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us an opportunity to be Mekabli HaTorah, to become Avdei Hashem. But that's only if we do it as avodah. If we do it because sigefeltons, if we do it because this is something that makes sense to me, I think it makes sense. We're not avdei Hashem. This is not Torah. If we do it, only solely because the Rebbeinu Shem told us, it's ki'ilu makayim kol haTorah kula, because that's what Torah is all about. Torah is about subjugating ourselves to the dictates of the Rebbeinu Shem. We find a few places that makes reference to this type of this hasaga. One place is the famous Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Ches, Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, there's such a thing called Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, the Nizer La'aseisam, person is mekabel on himself to shavu mitzvah meinach, and is mekabel on himself to do it. Hareze mechaside umus ha'elam. He has the title of chaside umus ha'elam. V'yesh l'chelik l'elam abba. He has a chelik l'elam abba. V'hu, zok the Rambam, but then the Rambam specifies. She kabel oisan, v'yasa oisan, mipnei shetziva, b'hen ha'kadosh baruch hu b'teira. It's only if the person is mekabel to do the Sheva Mitzvahs because the Baruch Hashem said so. The Baruch Hashem was metabas and Har Sinai. And he let Vodiyonu al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. And he made us know these mitzvahs through Moshe Rabbeinu. Shibnei Neach Mikaydem Nitzlava Behem. Aval Im Asan Mipnei Hachra Adas. But if a person does it because it made sense to him, Einze Ger Teishev, that he does not have a din of Ger Teishev, the Einam Mechaside Umus Ailam, and he's not, doesn't have a definition, a title of Chaside Umus Ailam, the Lom Mechachamim, he's not from the Chachamim Umus Ailam either. The same idea, that in order to become that which a person could become, and in this case, Mechaside Umus Ailam, to be able to be a Baruchi, to be able to be a Shaykh, to Olam Haba, that's only if he was Makabal, the mitzvahs of the Sheva Mitzvahs Meinach, because the Rebbeinu Hashem said so. Not because it makes sense to us, because we were Machriya, that it's a good idea to do. The same idea as we saw in the Erech Haim. There's also a famous Perusha Mishnah, the Rambam in Hilchos Gittin and Asher. The Mishnah and Asher, so the Rambam says the following. Rambam says, "V'sim libcha la'ikar ha'gadol ha'nichol b'mishnah hazeis," and take note of the ikar gadol that's mentioned or it's alluded to in this Mishnah. V'hu masha omar, and this is what the Mishnah says. Misinai Nesa, the din of Gidan Asher was also became also to us from Sinai. We know that the Gidan Asher, the pasuk says, became also in Parshas Bereishis, but by Yaakov Avinu. Alkein Layochu Bnei Yisrael's Gidan Asher. Zok Tanei, the Mishnah tells us not like that. The reason that we don't do it in Gidan Asher is because it's also to us from Maimon Har Sinai. Sha'al, sorry, it's hard for me to read. The mission is that Gidan Asher was Neser. Dam lefi she atoha reis ladas she kol masha onem ruchokim, because everything that we distance ourselves from, O osim hayim, or that we do positive mitzvahs, ain anu osim ella b'mitzvahs Hakadosh Baruch Hu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu al Basham. We only do those mitzvahs because the Rebbeinu Hashem was mitzaveh, and it's mitzaveh us through Moshe Rabbeinu al Basham. Lo yesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu amar ze l'neviim shelefanav, not because the Rebbeinu Hashem said this, told these mitzvahs to the Levim before him, l'moshel Avraham Avinu b'milo or Yaakov Avinu b'Gidan Asher. That's not why we do it. K'on zeh she'en anu ochlun evi b'nachai, eno m'pnei she'akadosh baruch osrei l'nayach, v'l'fi she'meshe amar osrei aleinu evi b'nachai. B'mashet siva misinai, she's kaim yisr evi b'nachai. Only because the Moshe Rabbeinu told us to shem Hashem that the mitzvah of Eben Melachai, this Isser, is because of the Rebbeinu Hashem told Moshe, the Moshe gave it to us on Har Sinai. So this is the theme of all of the Rambam, of the Chazal, that which we do or we don't do, the mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach, the mitzvahs Haseis and the mitzvahs Lois Haseis, has to be only because the Rebbeinu Hashem said so. By every Yid, that's what we're supposed to do. There's a whole shmuz that many, that the Chaim Shmulevitz has, many others, that explain the inyan of mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach. The mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach is only as a tzivui to make us into Abi Hashem. And then the Shivas itself said what we just said before, that when the Rabbeinu Shalom asked, when the Umos Olam asked my Kosovo, that was a simon that they were not being mekabel the Torah. They wanted to see if it's something that made sense to them. And that was mafkia them from, that was from being mekabel the Torah. It was something that they said, we have to understand it. And that was the thing that made it impossible for them to become the Torah. Even if it wouldn't have been like the Gemara says, that the Rabbeinu Shalom told them mitzvahs, and they said, we can't be mekabel them. The Gemara says, they told them, and each one said they couldn't be mekabel. So the Rishiva said, it didn't matter what the Rabbeinu Shalom was going to tell them the mitzvahs were going to be. They were mafkia themselves from the ability of being mekabel Torah. Once they said makosuba, as soon as they said makosuba means, I want to pass judgment on whether this is reasonable or not, whether I want to do this or not. That makes it impossible to be Mekabla Yatera. You can be Mekabla what you want, but that's not Kabbalah Satera. And Kabbalah Satera was the opportunity that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us all, gave all the whole world. Only Klal Yisrael took up the opportunity to be able to become Abdi Hashem, to be able to do that which Rabbeinu Shalom says, because Rabbeinu Shalom said so. Because we don't know anything. When we talk about, when the Chinuch talks about the mitzvahs of Efer Parah, when we talk about, and we say that in Parah we can't, we have no hasaga of what it's all about. It's not only that by Efer Parah we have no hasaga, because the stirrups, Metami Tahirim and Metarim Tameim, that's not the, we don't understand anything in the Torah. When we say Svaris, when we say things, like the Chinuch says, Mishor Shea Mitzvah, that's only to be able to try to give some sort of L'shaber Sa'ezen, to give some sort of explanation of what it what does make sense to us. But that's not the reason, and we know it's not the reason. Not only by Efer Parah, not only because of Parah Duma. It's not ever. When we do a mitzvah, like we do Chesed Ben Al Chadera, we don't do the reason we do mitzvah, the mitzvah, not because we want to have Rachmanis on somebody else. Even by the mitzvah sichli, is the mitzvah the mishpatim, which we do understand. That's only, we're supposed to do those things because they're the right thing to do, but that's not the main reason. The main reason, even by mitzvah sichli, is even by the mishpatim, the main reason is because the Baruch Hashem said so. We try to give svaris to be able to to take something out of those mitzvahs. But not that we think that those, the reasons that we give are the reasons that the Rabbeinu Shem gave for this mitzvah. The reason the Rabbeinu Shem gave for the mitzvahs, any of the mitzvahs, whether the chukim or mishpatim, doesn't make a difference, is only to be chukim that we will never understand. We can try to give svaras, like we said, to think that maybe to explain it to someone who needs explanation, who's not ready to accept a tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a tzivui. So we could try to introduce him to something that he'll see makes sense to him as well. But we know and we teach from beginning to end, all the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbarach are only there and because the Rabbeinu Shem said so, and that's the only reason we're kaim it. I believe the time is up. Rabbeinu Shem, we should all be able to be the Avdei Hashem that we have the opportunity to be, and we should be able to be mekabel the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Rabbeinu Shem said so. And we should be able to give it over to the rest of Klal Yisrael in the same manner and bring a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekayem the mitzvahs the way that the Rabbeinu Shem was mesavvos. A guten Shabbos. Hatzlacha Rabbah.